Poaching, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Some time ago, four 19-year-old punks pled guilty to killing or wounding more than a dozen deer, protected birds, and other wildlife. Fish and Game Conservation Officer Mark Sands received a call that led him to a dead muley that was left to rot, and I ran into Mark Sands a couple of weeks prior to this incident at the Boise Sportsman Show.
What kinds of people poach?
People poach for greed. They do it for ego. Makes them feel good. And some people just can't help themselves.
So how much of it is a piece of just not wanting to pay the licensing fee, getting tags? And
it's a small portion. Some people, they just see that big animal and they just can't help themselves. They got to have it. They got to put it on the wall.
How prevalent is poaching nationally?
It's very prevalent. It's pretty common. We only catch a small fraction of what goes on out there.
How do you do that kind of thing, the investigating? How do you catch them?
Usually an investigation starts with a tip. Somebody's bragging and somebody overhears it. Sometimes anonymously tell us about it and start from there. And you start asking questions. And if you have an animal that's headless, you can take a DNA sample from the carcass. And we have a lab that we come across the antlers. We can match the antlers with the DNA sample.
So loose lips sink ships.
Exactly.
Guys sitting next to somebody in the bar, or a couple of, oh, you should see what I got.
Exactly.
And then it just goes down from there.
Or somebody overhears it.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.